Researchers are looking into the possible ripple effects of lead exposure. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. After the city of Flint switched to the Flint River for its drinking water, experts found the number of kids with elevated levels of lead in their blood doubled. Even low levels of lead can cause kids to lose IQ points, and they can end up with behavior problems. A recent study suggests lead exposure can cause changes to DNA that might affect several generations. I'm joined now by Doug Rudin. He's the director of epigenomics at the Institute of Environmental Health Sciences at Wayne State University. For your study, you tested 35 moms and their babies in Detroit. What have you found out about how a mother's lead exposure can affect her baby?
Well, we did a study of Detroit mothers who were born after 1984, and we measured their blood lead levels from their neonatal blood spots. And the reason we could do this is Michigan has a unique resource called the Michigan Neonatal Biobank, where we have the dried blood spots that are collected shortly after birth from all 4 or 5 million children born in Michigan since 1984. So we recruited young mothers who were born after 1984 and got permission to measure their blood lead levels. And what we studied in a recent paper we published last year in Scientific Reports was that if the mothers had high blood lead levels and when they were born, then their grandchildren have changes in their DNA. And the changes in the DNA we were looking at weren't mutations, they weren't permanent changes, but they're what we call epigenetic mutations. They're changes in DNA methylation. And the changes in DNA methylation regulate gene expression, and it's thought that's how lead causes neurobehavioral defects or loss of IQ in children, is not by directly mutating the DNA, but altering their DNA methylation.
What are the implications of this?
Well, the implications are that mothers who are exposed to lead in the water, for instance, can not only affect their children's IQ, but also affect potentially the IQ in the grandchildren. We know the DNA is affected, but we don't know right now. We're continuing to study this. We don't know right now whether these changes in the DNA in the grandchildren can also affect their IQ. That's something that we're planning to study.
How would it work that you could have effects a couple of generations down the line?
Well, the way you think about it is if a mother is pregnant with a baby, she's also carrying the baby's children too, because it's like a Russian doll. The mother has a fetus inside of her, and the fetal germ cells were also developed. So all of the eggs that a person has in life are actually developed in the fetus during the fetal period, and all the sperm progenitor cells in the boy babies or the boy fetuses are also present in the fetus. So when a mother drinks leaded water like what happened in Flint, she's exposing her fetus, so that's going to directly affect brain development of her baby. But what most people don't realize is that you're also expressing the germline cells, and that can affect the grandchildren even potentially beyond that.
This is a small study that you've done. What are the caveats here?
Well, so the caveats are it's a small study. We only studied 35 mothers and their children. It does have to be repeated in larger studies and in other populations. It is well established in animal models, though, like in mice and rats, that environmental exposures to compounds such as lead can have effects for many generations, though. So this isn't entirely surprising.
Doug Rudin is the director of epigenomics at the Institute of Environmental Health Sciences at Wayne State University. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
That's the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.